A retired couple from North Minnesota decided to escape the bitter, cold winter. So they arranged for a trip to South Florida for a few weeks and enjoy the warmer weather. The wife suggested to her husband to leave a few days ahead of her so that he could go play a little golf. During a hectic day of travel, the husband misplaced his cell phone. On his arrival at the hotel, the staff was kind enough to loan the gentleman a phone to text his wife of his safe journey and arrival. But, as things will happen, the husband transposed a couple of digits in his wife's phone numbers. Instead of his wife receiving the message, it was actually delivered to a woman who had recently lost her husband to an automobile accident. Upon reading the text message, the widow promptly fainted. A daughter who was staying with her mother rushed to the aid of her mom and grabbed the phone to read the text message. It read, "Lovely wife, arrived today. Uneventful trip. People here are incredibly nice and allowed me to borrow a phone to text you. It's extremely hot and muggy down here, especially when compared to home. Surprised to see a couple of the guys from the law firm. Look forward to your arrival in a couple of days. Safe travels." Well, the message in this story is we don't know when we'll get God's call. It might be a surprise. Only God knows. Actually, it's with a heavy heart today that I'm here to serve Mass, remembering and praying for my wife, my friends, my family members who have died this year. It is my hope they are in the loving arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray God will have mercy on their souls. For those of us here today who have lost our beloved, we share a commonality. We share in the pain of grief, of sadness, of loneliness, and we share in the real sense of loss. However, we also share the reality of our own mortality. And it is in this common faith in Jesus Christ that we cling to God, to the Father's promise in life beyond this present existence, and in the hope of heaven through our belief in Jesus Christ and the resurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a heaven and a hell. And I can't even begin to comprehend the idea of being someplace absent of God. All, according to John, all that are in the tombs will hear my voice and will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I don't seek my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me. We are taught that God made us out of love on purpose, in His image, with the ability to love others, ourselves, and the world around us. We are made with the capacity to reason, to think, to ask questions, to ponder, and exercise our beliefs. We also have the ability, through free will, to live out our faith, to love God and to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We can develop a desire to love God, to honor Him in faithfulness, to seek and ask for His forgiveness of our sins, and to help us with our failures. As the gospel reading states, for it is the will of my Father that anyone who sees the Son and believes in Him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. From the garden, Jesus exclaimed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Jesus contemplated the cross, his suffering, his death. It was a spiritual struggle to complete his calling. However, Jesus can be trusted. He remained faithful to his calling, not to do this of my own will, but of the will of the Father who sent me. Consider the saints for a moment. When we study about their lives, many of them are every bit just like us. Some were sinful, arrogant, imperfect, reluctant, and questioning. But they all have something in common. They answered the call of Jesus. They took the time to develop a relationship and trust in Jesus, to listen to his call. God is calling. Can you hear him? At a parish I served in Georgia, a popular young man who was 16 years old attended Sunday Mass with his family, as they usually did. After Mass, he said goodbye to his mother and then drove off from the church. It was his last Mass. It was his last communion. His mother's last embrace of her eldest son. He died in a terrific automobile accident a few miles from St. Paul the Apostle. I served at his funeral. And one of the messages the pastor spoke about during the funeral is that we have to take every opportunity to develop our relationship with Jesus, to listen and to answer his call, and to prepare ourselves for God's final call.